KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have a clear sky, 51 degrees in Atlantic, looking for it to be clear to partly cloudy today with a high of 77. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of the latest area and state news. A Red Oak man was arrested Friday night on a drug charge following an investigation into a complaint about a suspicious man at the Stanton High School baseball field. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 44-year-old Charles David Roof of Red Oak faces a possession of drug paraphernalia charge. Roof was arrested at around 10:45 p.m. Friday and brought to the Montgomery County Jail in Red Oak, where he was being held on $300 bond. Police in Red Oak arrested a Clarinda man and cited three teens early this morning on alcohol-related charges. Officials say 18-year-old Logan William Sump was taken into custody at around 4 a.m. on a charge of OWI first offense. Sump was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond, cited for possession of alcohol under the legal age in connection with the same incident, where 18-year-olds Samantha Jo Thornton of Coyne and Mariah Joy Holman of Brattyville, their citation bond amount was set at $465 each. In addition, 16-year-old Andrew Jarek Whitehill of Coyne was given a juvenile referral citation for possession of alcohol under the legal age. Whitehill was released to the custody of his parent. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating thefts over the past week of more than $40,000 worth of copper and tools from construction sites. The incidents were reported Thursday. Officials say a representative with Cox Contracting reported 5,000 to 10,000 pounds of copper valued at $30,000 was stolen from a shipping container that was broken into at 202 9th Avenue in Council Bluffs. The incident occurred sometime between 5 p.m. May the 25th and 7 a.m. May the 29th, or over the Memorial Day weekend. The second incident happened between 5 p.m. Wednesday and 7 a.m. this Thursday. Officials say E&I Specialist Incorporated reported copper wire and tools valued at $11,000 were taken from a worksite at 6401 Gifford Road in Council Bluffs. Iowa Congressman Tom Latham on Friday announced that some Pottawatomie County properties ravaged by Missouri River flooding last summer will receive help in the form of federal disaster grants. The FEMA hazard mitigation grants will be used to buy out 32 residential properties and one commercial property that were damaged beyond repair. Under the grant structure, the federal government will cover 75% of the costs, or a total of about $4.77 million, while the state government will cover the remaining costs. Members of the Griswold School Board will gather for a special session Monday afternoon, June the 4th. During that 5:30 p.m. meeting at the middle school high school boardroom, the Board of Education will act on approving the parking lot lighting design, walkways to the football and track stands, and a non-certified staff settlement. The board will also discuss and possibly act on some personnel matters. Authorities in Pottawatomie County said Friday they're looking for two men who are wanted on kidnapping charges. The Pott County Sheriff's Office said 29-year-old Tabitha Proplish of Council Bluffs was found inside of her pickup truck Thursday near the Crescent exit on I-29. Sheriff Jeff Dankerson, when deputies found her, she was restrained by handcuffs and severely beaten. Troopers from the Iowa State Patrol and deputies of the Pott County Sheriff's Department found Proplish at around 2:30 p.m. Thursday. She was transported to a local hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Through an investigation with the Department of Criminal Investigation, 38-year-old Brian Bay of Crescent and 32-year-old Travis Labneau of Omaha have been charged with first-degree kidnapping. Danker says he believes Proplish knew the two men and this was not a random act. A warrant was issued for the arrest of Bay and Labneau as they're believed to be armed and dangerous. And if you have any information about their location, you can contact the Pottawatomie County Communications Center at 712-328-5737 or the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office at 712-890-2200, or you can also call 911 for your local law enforcement agency. The Nebraska Supreme Court has reprimanded a Western Iowa attorney for failing to disclose that he was disciplined in 2008 by Iowa's highest court. Michael James Murphy, an attorney in Council Bluffs who is licensed to practice in both states, was given a public reprimand in Iowa for his work on a divorce case in 2005. Iowa court records show Murphy represented both a husband and wife during divorce proceedings, which constituted a conflict of interest. The Nebraska Supreme Court said in Friday's decision that Murphy failed to notify the Nebraska court he had been reprimanded. The Nebraska court reviewed Murphy's Iowa record and decided to issue its own public reprimand. The court's decision indicates Murphy plans to resign from the Nebraska bar. Elsewhere in state news, agricultural officials have issued a quarantine order for a facility where two bulls tested positive for a venereal disease in cattle. The disease, bovine Trichomoniasis is reportable disease in Iowa. Officials say there are no clinical signs of the disease in bulls, but it can be spread to cows and causes infertility. The department said Friday that the quarantine will remain in place until further testing confirms the disease is no longer present in the herd. The facility where they were located was not identified. Officials say it's the first known case of the disease in Iowa. There have been over 200 such cases in Missouri. Republican voters in this year's primary have lots of choices when it comes to Iowa legislative races, and that's especially true in the House, where 26 seats held by Republicans have contested races in Tuesday's election. One central Iowa district north of Des Moines has six Republican candidates. The GOP has 10 primary races in the Senate, including three incumbents facing challenges. Democrats have four primary races. The abundance of candidates is in part a result of redistricting, the once-in-a-decade redrawing of political maps to reflect population shifts. It makes incumbents, who normally would be well-positioned to win re-election, more vulnerable, as they must introduce themselves to new constituents in the newly drawn districts. The new legislative maps put 41 lawmakers in new districts with other incumbents. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, 89-year-old Bill Wolf of Greenfield died Wednesday at Mercy Medical Center West Lakes in West Des Moines. Funeral and Masonic services for Bill Wolf will be held today at 10 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield, the Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield, in charge of arrangements. Alan Burks, age 78, of Manila, died Tuesday at the Crawford County Hospital in Denison. Funeral services for Alan Burks will be today at 10:30 at the Church of Christ in Irwin. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Hazel Cushman, age 95, of McHenry, Illinois, a former Grand River area teacher, died January 7th. A service will be held in memory of Hazel Cushman today at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter. Gerald Esslinger, age 85, of Bayard, died Monday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Graveside services for Gerald Esslinger will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Highland Township Cemetery south of Bayard. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has arrangements. Aletha Mae Brew, age 86, of Harlan, died Sunday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Funeral services for Aletha Brew will be held on Tuesday at 1 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Frances Jeannie Carlson, age 59, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at her home. Memorial services for Jeannie Carlson will be held this coming Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Nathan Tater Hutt, age 3, of Fontenelle, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for Nathan Hutt will be held Tuesday at 3 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. And Roland Raleigh E. Ackerman, age 97, formerly of the Atlantic and Griswold areas, died November 14th in Sandpoint, Idaho. Memorial services for Raleigh Ackerman will be held next Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And that is a check of our news and funeral announcements this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.